On the next episode of Sip Suds and Smokes.
This is our fall release episode number one for 2025. And here are the
Where's
whiskeys.
The woohoo? Give me some, what's that Roddy Piper, guy?
What? Ric Flair?
Like that guy, yeah.
God rest his soul.
I never watched WWE.
To the fall release shows. So this is our first. Here's the whiskeys we're going to be discussing today. We have Blood Oath Pack Number 11. We have the Michter's 10-Year Rye. We have the Old Forester Birthday Bourbon. We have the Four Roses Limited Edition Small Batch 2025. Parker's Heritage Collection 2025. And the King of Kentucky 2025.
Woo! I am very aroused.
Woo! We'll be right back after this break.
You almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. It's sippin' time.
Hey, yes, it's sippin' time again. Welcome to this Sips episode where everything good in life is worth discussing. We are the best thing on.
Ever.
Ever.
No, I mean, not even for today, today yeah. It doesn't even matter. We are the best thing on today.
100%.
Yeah.
There's no choice about it.
Yeah, there's no hockey game today. So no,
Nothing. There's nothing that beats us today.
You mean a fight where a hockey game broke out?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a good game.
Nothing better than today.
Tampa had more guys in the box than they had on the bench.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Seven guys in the box at one time. Greatest hockey game. Seven guys.
You're making that up.
Seven guys in the box, and we had three. There were 10 guys in the box.
Yeah.
10.
How could there be 10? The box isn't that big.
Most of them were standing.
They couldn't sit.
Yeah, three can sit, and the rest had to stand. It was the greatest game ever.
And there were 5-minute penalties, yeah. Except for the ones that got thrown out.
Yeah.
Which were, there were a few.
Yeah. Well, this is Made Man Bob. Joining me today are Made Man Brent.
You know, thanks for inviting me today. I think this is going to be nice.
Yeah. And Made Man Maury.
I am excited to be here. And I'm even more excited that Brent decided to wear pants today.
Mm-hmm. There's no pants.
You know, he shows up when we're pouring good stuff, huh?
Yeah.
And good old boy Justin.
Oh, thanks. Pleasure to be here. Part of the best weekend ever.
And good old boy Harm.
You know what? I could have spent time with my daughter and wife today.
You should have.
But you know what? You brought this here.
Yeah. If you, you selfish bastard.
She's 11 now. Mm. I've seen her. I know what she looks like.
Selfish bastard. If you'd have spent time with her, we could be having your share.
If we had, our cane, he'd still be here.
Yeah, exactly. Well, our sip segments are all about wine, distilled spirits, tea, coffee, and anything else you can sip. And this is our fall release episode number one for 2025. And here are the
Where's
whiskeys.
The woohoo? Give me some, what's that Roddy Piper guy? What is it?
Ric Flair?
Like that guy, yeah.
God rest his soul.
I never watched WWE.
To the fall release shows. So this is our first. Here's the whiskeys we're going to be discussing today. We have Blood Oath Pack Number 11. We have the Michter's 10-Year Rye. We have the Old Forester Birthday Bourbon. We have the Four Roses Limited Edition Small Batch 2025. Parker's Heritage Collection 2025. And the King of Kentucky 2025.
Woo! Apropos. I am very aroused.
I'm so glad you have Picard there. Because instead of watching the wrestling, I used to watch Star Trek.
That's not Picard. That's not Picard.
I am very aroused.
That's the IT crowd.
IT crowd.
Yeah,
the CEO.
Yeah. So let's do
Was
our...
Really?
Yeah. while he figures out his life, let's do our sips ratings. We rate all these whiskeys from 1 to 5 sips. We're going to have Justin give us one of them. Throw me a number.
Okay, we're going to talk about number 5. This one has billions and billions of stars. Oh my, I was unaware anything could be this good.
Is that supposed to be like
Carl Sagan?
Oh no. My yeah. God.
It was not Carl Sagan, but I appreciate the effort.
Not even close. First off, he didn't say billions. He goes, billions, billions. You know, he like mumbles it. Come on. All right, never mind. All right, so let's go to our first whiskey because obviously the jokes ain't working out today. So we're going to have Brent tell us about that one.
Thanks, Bob. Our first whiskey is the Blood Oath Pack number 11, 49.3% ABV or 98.6 proof. The Blood Oath series of whiskeys is limited release bourbon from the folks at Luxco. First released in 2015, a new release or packed is released each year. Each release of Blood Oath is the creation of John Remp, head distiller at Lux Row Distillery, and each release is different, unique combination of whiskeys. This year's blend features a union of a 14-year rye bourbon and a 10-year wheated bourbon, blended with a 7-year rye bourbon finished in ex tequila barrels.
Añejo, my friend.
Yeah, well, you know. So the color of this is a lighter copper, and the first thing that I want to say is I've tasted a lot of finishes that are in tequila barrels, and this one is my favorite of all of them, and yet I'm not overly impressed all the way, but it's I don't get a tequila taste to it, but on the nose I get vanilla, a lemon, a little orange peel. On the palate, I get the vanilla and black pepper. I get some cherry, citrus, dark chocolate. And on the finish, some black cherry, dark chocolate follows through. I never really get the tequila finish on it at all, but it just kind of lingers in the background of it all. I don't think it enhances it or hinders it. I'm just not bought on it, but you know, it's decent. It's good. Justin, what do you think?
I'm just wondering when the last time you drank Añejo tequila was.
That's a great question.
This is Mark. That's Añejo.
That's okay. We'll just think about that. So the color on this was light.
I'd say 6 months ago.
Okay. And I got like rye and tequila on the nose and the palate. It kind of reminded me of that pasta with the black pepper, cacio e pepe. It reminded me of cacio e pepe with some fruit and chocolate. And the finish was a cherry vanilla cola. And I thought it was fine.
Cherry vanilla cola, really?
Flat, well, but yeah.
I
got
black cherry and dark chocolate. So, I mean, it's, yeah.
Don't get the vanilla on it. And I definitely know cola note. You said Añejo tequila, and I'll give you that. That's true. I got tobacco, nuts, honey, the agave. It's like the barrel note of an Añejo tequila. It's because most of these guys use, depends on, their sources are all different, but they use bourbon barrels usually. Right. My favorite tequilas use cognac barrels. Because I'm fancy like that. Nice. But, you know, but this is, it's got those great bourbon notes. It's got the great, a little bit of the agave note. The black pepper is there. The citrus is there. I don't get the vanilla as much as you do, though. It's on the nose more.
I know you think it's definitely comes in cognac barrel. Walking around town,
your little sister took your last Oreo. Not a traditional Oreo. No, a limited edition Oreo.
Yeah, aren't you fancy?
Okay, look, there are great tequilas finished in red wine and white wine barrels from France as well. Mm-hmm. But I'm telling you, get a cognac barrel. Mm-hmm. Be good. Hey, if you think you deserve the best, you deserve the best. Come spend the money at my store.
Yeah, okay. What did you think, Maury?
Well, after that snotty little exchange, it's hard to really put much into words. I would say that I agreed with most of what Brent said. I thought it was a very nice, easy drinking whiskey. I appreciated the blend of the 14 and the 10 year. Honestly, the tequila, I had to look back at the label to realize it was tequila finished.
It's not really overdone because I've had bad bourbons.
No, it doesn't. I don't think the tequila is...
I agree with you, Brent.
It doesn't come out. Thank you.
It's neither enhancer nor detractor.
Yeah.
It's just there, but you really got to look for it. And when you initially drink it, if you didn't know it was there, you could easily miss it. But.
Right. If somebody didn't tell me that there was, this was I would not know right. that.
But
I would
now
not,
that you know and you look for it, you can find it, but you got to really look for it. So it's really not it's not overdone. I mean, it's a nice try. I think it was well made. There's nothing inherently wrong with it. There's just nothing inherently special about it either. I think if somebody poured it for me and the price is right, I drink it down. Justin?
Oh, I went over it.
He already talked.
We've done it. We've all
anybody,
done it.
Anybody have anything else to add?
Well, we've been waiting for you to finish, Mr. Longman.
I'm sorry. Let me talk a little longer.
Yeah, there's no time left for me to talk, so I might as well just leave. Take my name, my toys, and go home.
Don't make threats you can't keep.
Yeah. See? Already out of time.
Oh, we'll be back. Give it a rating.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a
Hey, and we're back, and we were just finishing up talking about the Blood Oath Pack number 11.
Still talking about it?
Well, no, some of us didn't even get a chance to talk about it because some people are just long-winded.
Let's give it a rating, man. Just do it.
So we're going to be giving the Blood Oath Pack number 11 three sips.
Numero tres.
You want a Kleenex to wipe those tears, Mr. Sabi?
Mr. Whiny down on the table. Quick, 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 quick. He's like those
Hey, teeth. Justin, let's leave those guys going. Tell us the next whiskey.
All right. So we're going to talk about Michter's 10-Year Rye, the 2025 release. It's 46.4 alcohol by volume, or 92, I'm guessing 0.8 proof, but I'm not sure. In 1753, Schenck's Distillery was founded by Swiss Mennonite farmer John Schenck in Schaeferstown, Pennsylvania. In the mid-1800s, Pennsylvania Dutchman Abraham Bomberger purchased a distillery from the Schenck family and renamed it Bombergers. And it operated under that name till it was purchased by Lou Foreman in the 1950s and renamed Michter's, a combination of the names of his sons, Michael and Peter. In 1989, the company went bankrupt, a casualty of the decline in the American whiskey business. In the 1990s, Joe Magliocco and Dick Newman purchased the abandoned trademark and resurrected the brand and brought it to Kentucky, where it flourishes to this day. So the color is kind of light. The nose.
What?
Kind of light? Is
a, it was really a nice copper, 80s copper penny.
He's comparing it to his own heart. That's why.
Well, it is lighter than his heart, but then again,
you'd have to have one.
Yeah, well, you know, as a.
Go ahead, guys. That's going to be on the color.
Go on.
So the nose, a traditional rye nose. The palate was sweet, and it had that really nice rye bread hit to it, and the finish was pleasant. I think this was a great representation of aged rye. What did you think, Maury?
You know, I would agree with everything you say. Michter's 10, both the rye and the bourbon, are a perennial favorite. I've always enjoyed them, and they drink above their proof point for sure. This is a full-bodied whiskey. It's got a beautiful color. It's got plenty on the palate, a lot of viscosity, a lot of finish. I think it's a great expression. I think it delivers on all of its promises, and you can see why it's a perennial favorite. It's hard to find. I would say if you can find a 10-year-old Michter's anything, you should grab it because you won't be disappointed. Harm?
I love this whiskey. It's sweet at first on the note, honey and apricot notes, and then the spice hits is like dill. It's allspice, toasted cardamom, cinnamon on the palate. It was rich and beautiful. Absolutely silky. I'm just letting it hit the palate. Orange peel and those spices that come out again. The cardamom's not as present on the palate, but it's allspice and cinnamon, and the dill is there in the edges. The finish is pretty long. I really love this 10-year-old. This is the great Michter's. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, so years ago, I was in Kentucky Burby Festival, the master distiller...
Burby? Shrimp on the Burby. Yeah. Go ahead.
Bourbon.
And the master distiller was there pouring for us, so I made this an all-day sipper. So,
All-day sipper?
Yeah, this is. So, on the nose, I got oranges and oranges and flowers, little floral notes on there. On the palate, citrus, baking spice, a little bit more of that floral note, vanilla, caramel, sweet oak.
There's a reason I get phone calls for this whiskey. You know, I get phone calls a lot for this whiskey. There's a reason.
Well, everybody wants it.
Is it not a text?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't give my phone number out to that many people, my cell phone number to that many people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But I would argue
it's probably because
there's already too many people have my cell phone number.
Yeah. This whiskey's been cooped up for a long time in both the barrel and then the bottle, and give it time and air. It was not really ready for prime time right out of the brand new bottle.
I think you're broken, dude. It was totally fine. And
no, it needed a few minutes of air to really open up.
It does get better to breathe. When you breathe, let it breathe.
In case you want Harm's number, it's 954-867-5309.
Mm-hmm. That's Jenny's number.
He got it off the bathroom wall.
I got it.
Off the bathroom.
No, Harm, you're killing a baby by drinking this too soon. It needs a little air to open up and give its full potential.
Yeah, I'll give you that. Give it time to breathe, but I thought it was great first.
It was great. I didn't say it was bad. I just said it's gotten better.
Did you learn that from the pediatric rotation?
Yeah. It's a classic Michter's tin. You know, the nose is there, the palate. Just the little hint of dill, the cinnamon is there.
I like this one better than last couple of years.
The dill is interesting.
The nice thing
it's
about
like an MGP dill.
Well, the nice
it's
thing
not
about
MGP
the tens,
dill. It's much more restrained than MGP dill.
Okay.
You know, until a few years ago, you could still find these on the shelf if you looked. I mean, maybe not the first store you go into, but if you looked hard enough, you could find
one.
Yeah, no, man.
It's been a long while.
No, it's not that long ago. I was ordering it, no problem.
And it's you know, it's not overly expensive. It's
they're over 200 now.
Oh, now they're asking us as a retailer. They asked me to jump through a lot of hoops to get this.
Well, they just do that because it's funny.
You gotta put on the knee pads.
And they like watching you jump.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I mean, when I say hoops, I mean multiple tens of cases to get this.
Claiming
hoops. It's like hula hoops.
You gotta sell a lot of American whiskey first.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, well, you gotta buy at least 25, 35 cases of Michter's to get some.
We're going to be giving the Michter's 10-Year Rye 2025 release well-deserved 4 sips.
Yeah, I thought it deserved higher, but I'll let you go 4.
So that takes us to our next one. We're going to have Maury tell us about that one.
Well, thank you, Bobby Joe. The next whiskey is the 2025 Old Forester Birthday Bourbon, coming in at 46% ABV or 92 proof. It is 12 years old. It is 72% corn, 18% rye, 10% malted barley, made from 210 barrels, which were produced on April the 5th of 2013, aged in Warehouse K, floors 1 and 5. The Old Forester Birthday Bourbon is released every year on September the 2nd in honor of George Garvin Brown's birthday, the man who founded Old Forester in 1870. This is the 25th annual release. This year's expression is 12 years old and 92 proof, and the bottle offers a unique twist that sets it apart from previous years. In a rare departure from tradition, this year's batch was created without the use of setback during fermentation, a standard practice that ensures consistency. Instead, a sweet mash process was used, relying solely on freshly propagated yeast. This is the second lowest proof for a birthday bourbon release since the 2003 release at 89 proof. On the color, it's got a real nice medium copper color. On the nose, there's some herbaceousness, a hint of cardamom, some raw oak, a hint of green apple.
I don't get the cardamom here.
Fruit. You didn't get the cardamom?
I got the cardamom on the last one. Other than that, I'm getting it for it. No, I don't get them. Go ahead, sorry. Go ahead.
That's okay. On the palate, again, a cardamom, oak, tropical fruit, green apple. The finish has got some burnt sugar, some leather, a hint of chai spice, and it seems to linger on and on. This is an interesting birthday bourbon. It's definitely a departure from previous editions, but it's delicious nonetheless and something that I always look forward to, and this year is no exception. Brent?
Yeah, when they said it was going to be a sweet mash, I'm a big fan of the sweet mash, and so I guess I was expecting more when I read yes. that and I heard about it. But this one kind of... I think it's a process that they need to enhance on, because it's good, but it's not the greatness that some of the other ones have had in the past. That's for what I liked. But we'll find out what others think when we come back.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing. We've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right. Keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, and we're back. Brent was telling us about his thoughts on this year's birthday bourbon.
Yeah, I mean, I enjoy it, but I think I wanted more from a sweet mash.
I think you romanticize sweet mash. I think a lot of people do because there's so few sweet mash distilleries.
Well, there is so few, and it's very distinct. So.
But I don't think it's distinct. Everybody has their own style. The whole point of sweet mash is you're not propagating yeast from previous batches.
Right.
So you can do your own style. You're using lab-grown yeast fresh every time, and you're sterilizing between batches. So people romanticize it now because... everybody did sweet mash. We've been using the same year. It used to be, it should be the other way around. Sour mash, I've been using the same yeast for 200 years.
Right.
You know? So that's what should be romantic. But now, but we've got so few sweet mashes, you think it should be different and fresh. It's not really.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They still pitch fresh yeast, even
That's what I'm saying. I think this is, if they're going to do the sweet mash process.
The yeast that's in that setback, it's dead.
No, it's not dead.
Oh, yes, it is.
There is live yeast in setback.
No. It's mostly dead.
Mostly dead. Yeah, you're getting lees, but there are enough cells to give. That's why you use sour. You can't do sourdough bread with dead yeast.
It went through a still at 200 plus degrees.
No, that's not what the setback's from.
Yes, it is.
No, the setback is from the previous mash.
Yes.
After it goes through the still,
and then the stillage is then returned.
I don't think you're right there.
Yes. Yes. You're thinking about scotch, where they pull off the liquid.
I'm thinking about bourbon, too. I think
bourbon, everything goes in. Once it's done fermenting, they have to
hold something back. How's it a sour mash? It's like sourdough.
Because
when you have mother yeast from 200 years ago.
No, you're wrong. They take setback. They take the stillage at the end of the distilling run and put it back.
I will ask next time up and continue.
I will happily give you a book, and maybe you could read it. Maybe. So.
No. If it's on audio, I'll give you an MP3.
What do you think, Justin?
And coloring crayons.
So this kind of reminded me of like Buchanan's pineapple and that corn whiskey that Heaven Hill makes. It's like, used to be $10 and now it's $20.
Mellow corn.
Thank you. It's kind of like that, but aged. It was pretty cool. I like both of those spirits and I like stuff aged, but that's what it was reminded me of, like, okay, oolong.
You know what? I was going to call him nuts and maybe, you know, take him out back and beat him up a little bit. But I put my nose deep in this glass. The pineapple's there. God damn it. There's tropical fruit notes.
Yeah.
And am I just drunk? Am I agreeing with you for no reason?
Oh, no, you're just, oh, you're definitely drunk.
But no.
No, but he's right. With power suggestion, you get some pineapple on the palate.
Right. It's not on the palate for me. There's a tropical fruit note.
It starts on the nose and then take a big whiff in and suck some on your palate.
God damn it. I hate all of you.
Hold it in your mouth for a while, baby.
That's what I tell all the girls.
Swirl it around on your palate.
Well, Bob, what do you think there?
I enjoyed this one. I really did. Is it the best one they've had out of the last 25 years? No.
Oh, I do like it. I mean, I don't think that I don't like
it. It's different.
It is different.
It's different, but I don't think it's different because of the sweet mash. I think that's a fantasy.
You know what? I don't think it has as dark and rich, like, flavors as the previous ones. Yeah. It's more bright.
It's bright. Yeah. It's fresh. It's newer.
Maybe that is the sweet mash. Maybe it is.
There is definitely a difference between sweet mash and sour mash. There is 100% a difference. Is it that drastic? You know, it depends on the product and it depends on the age of the product. But in this case, it's definitely a different one than they have done in the past. It's also a lower proof than we've had in quite some time. I mean, nothing's been this low proof in 22 years. So that also is affecting it. But does it, you know, make it any worse of a whiskey? No, I think it's delicious. I look forward to the birthday bourbon every year. This is another one that you used to be able to get.
You go in the stores, you see previous years.
Yeah, there'd be this year's and last year's behind it because nobody really cared that
now
much.
It's a rent payment,
you know, until everything got crazy. It also comes in a kind of an unwieldy bottle, and I think that kind of kept people from buying it.
Bars don't love it,
which was great because I would always get
three spots three bottle spots.
It won't
spots.
Fit the speed rack, no.
You know,
but it's always a great whiskey. It's always been a great whiskey.
You're not going to use this in a speed rack, that's for sure. Yeah.
Well, we're going to be giving the Old Forester Birthday Bourbon 2025 four sips.
That's classified.
So that's going to take us to our next whiskey, and we're going to have Harm tell us about that one.
Thanks, Bob. The Four Roses 2025 Limited Edition Small Batch is 54.5% ABV, 109 proof, non-chill filtered. The 2025 release of Four Roses Limited Small Batch is a blend of four bourbons composed of three different recipes. The blend is made of 30% OBSV recipe, 13-year-old, 35% OBSK recipe, 13 years old, and 17% of OESV, 13 years old, and 10% of the OESV 19-year-old. Only 10% of 19-year-old, but I feel like you can taste the presence of that 19-year-old whiskey. This has got a beautiful deep color, and the nose is just amazing. I just want to come back to it.
I was actually almost going to buy it.
Almost? Oh, honey and vanilla. And there's brown sugar, brown butter. There's a hint of a herbal note. That's from the V yeast, I think. Oh, and there's some on my shirt now because I'm being
take
a little
your
bit
shirt,
aggressive.
Suck it out. Why are you going to waste it?
I'm going to suck my shirt. It's fine.
Ring it out, baby.
I could smell this all day long. No water.
Sorry.
On the palate. This is where the palate completely differs from the nose. We've got high acidity here, and you get this berry note and citrus note. The herbal notes are still there, but not like they're really more present on the nose, but they come as an aftertaste here, and the spices are there. This is a really great blend. I'm going up there in 2 weeks to pick my own private barrel. I'm so happy to do this. I love these whiskeys from Four Roses. Amazing quality, and the finish is fairly long. I took a sip a while back and it's still there on my palate. I had a cracker, has not completely. I just had an oyster cracker.
Polly wanted one.
He spilled it on his shirt. It's still there.
It's on my shirt. It's still there. The whiskey is still on my palate, even after a cracker and some water. It lasts. Brent, what do you think?
Yeah, on the palate, this is the first, I think this is the first bourbon or whiskey I've ever had, like raspberries that come out on it, you know, that you get the raspberry, you get the honey, a little bit of
I've had other whiskeys with raspberry, but it's pretty prominent here.
Yeah, yeah. I really enjoy this. I mean, this is, this is just a really nice, you know, it's
I love it.
I just hard to find a fault in a bourbon like this, and I can't, you know, it's what I like. So, Justin?
This takes me back to like 1983 when I'm drinking creme de menthe and eating blueberry compote. It's got this tangy citrus notes to it.
That's a sentence that's never been said by anyone else ever.
Yeah.
You get notes from me that no one else will say.
Yeah.
But they're in my head.
Like Fabuloso.
Yeah. Like kerosene.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, have you ever smelled a kerosene lamp?
Yes.
It has a distinct nose to it.
Oh, yeah.
I love this expression.
And this does not smell like kerosene. We're talking about something else.
No. There's no kerosene notes in this. This was cool. Good job, Mr. Elliott. You picked good barrels.
Brent's not going to be there when we go there.
No, he's not.
Oh, thank you, Justin. This is my favorite whiskey of the day. I'll just say that right here, right now. I thought it was fabulous. It is a quintessential classic bourbon. It's everything you need and want a bourbon in terms of the nose, the palate, the color, the brown sugar, the creaminess, the viscosity, the lingering on the palate. I just thought it was absolutely perfection, and I wish we had more of it.
I wish I had a case of it.
Thank you, Brent Elliott. Yeah. Harm, were you carrying any of this year?
Thanks for sending this.
Of course I am. I'll get my own barrel in a couple weeks.
No.
Do I have it in the store yet?
Small batch LA.
No, it's not in the store yet.
Not in the store yet.
It's, I mean, what more can you say? It's Four Roses Limited Small Batch.
Florida's the redhead stepchild.
Every year it's fantastic.
We get stuff late.
And every year.
It's not even released yet.
Do you mind? Every year it's fantastic. Every year it's good. This year is particularly good. I'm really digging this one a lot. The berries on it, like Brent said, that's the thing that is unusual.
Yeah, it's very. Yeah.
I've had it on single barrels before, but not this.
But not on this. This is unusual. So we're going to be giving the Four Roses 2025 Limited Edition Small Batch a well-deserved 5 sips.
Oh my goodness!
If you can find it, they're getting harder.
You want to suck my shirt?
Buy
it. Keep shirt for I don't later. Know you that well.
He knows me well.
It is in the nipple area.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
All right, we're back, and we're going to have Brent tell us about our next whiskey.
Thanks, Bob. This next one's the Parker Heritage Collection 2025, 61.25% ABV, and it's 122.5 proof. It's uncut, non-chill filtered. I think we all can say we like that kind of stuff.
My favorite kind.
Yeah. The 19th edition of the Parker's Heritage is comprised of 160 barrels drawn from multiple rickhouses and floors across Heaven Hills rickhouse sites. The blend includes a 15-year-old Kentucky straight wheated bourbon, aged in rickhouse A, 11-year-old Kentucky straight corn whiskey aged in rickhouse DD, GG, and BB, and 12-year-old whiskey aged in rickhouse Y, made from only two grains, rye and malt. So on the nose, I kind of got like an ash nose to it. It's like an ash and a citrus and a floral. It was just it was a nice nose, but that ash kind of like it was a little different for me. On the palate, I got a hint of lemon with the oranges, some spices. I got a cotton note. And it's It's all, everything here was on the, like, the middle of my palate. Like, there was nothing in the front of my palate, nothing in the back. And the finish kind of followed that. It wasn't that long of a finish. You know, some of those same things on the palate followed through. I like a medium finish on it, you know, but Maury, what do you think?
Well, I must admit, this whiskey, again, as I think is a theme today, improved with time and air in the glass. I did not add water to it, and I found it to be delicious now. But when I first poured it, I found it to be a little tight and a little bit closed. It's got a beautiful viscosity. It's got a nice mouth feel. I really appreciate the rye notes. The finish is medium. It's definitely a nice whiskey, and I really like the way it improved with time in the glass. Justin?
This is one of these whiskeys you just got to hold it in your mouth for a while. It starts out like mellow and pretty cool, and then it gets really intense if you just don't swallow it for a while. And
air is doing this one a lot. Air is really helping this a lot.
I mean, it just shows you the catalog that Heaven Hill has, and the ability of their master distiller to pick out these amazing whiskeys and pair them together. This was a blending masterclass.
Harm?
What'd you think?
We have not much time left, so I'm just going to go to Bob.
I thought it was interesting. The fact that they had, I mean, the corn whiskey was in this, the one whiskey that was just rye and malt. That was interesting. Time has done it a world of good. I think it has gotten better. But I liked it before, but I'm kind of digging it now. So
I thought it was mediocre on the palate. I'll say that.
The palate was the problem.
It did not finish long. Yeah. It's all on the mid palate, nothing on the front, nothing on the back.
Yeah.
It's, you mean, got it's a little overrated.
No, I've liked previous Parkers. This one I didn't
Previous like. Parkers have been very good, but this whiskey was just not spectacular.
We haven't rated it yet.
It was good. We all liked it. We're going to be giving the Parker's Heritage Collection 4 sips.
That's high.
Well, that's what you guys
This was a, my a most disappointing. This is my most
I
disappointing.
I agree.
Parker.
I think it was a little disappointing.
Okay, Bob, tell us about this, our last whiskey.
So our last whiskey is the 2025 King of Kentucky.
Woo!
This one is the 62.2% ABV, 124.4 proof release. King of Kentucky, established 1881 as the Kentucky Straight Bourbon. Brown Foreman acquired it in 36 and in 1940 converted it into a blended whiskey, and then it was discontinued in 68. They brought it back in 2018 and have turned it into this amazing liquid that comes out every year. This release is the 8th annual release of this expression. It was aged for 17 years. It was bottled from a batch of 63 barrels going from 124.4 to 135 proof. These were personally selected from Warehouse J and the first floor of Warehouse G by Chris Morris. This one is one we all always look forward to. On the nose, it's absolutely ravishing. Oh, that's everything you want a bourbon to be. Just the deep, dark caramel notes in there. Molasses, brown sugar, vanilla.
There's a berry note, my friend.
A hint of coconut, a little bit of a fruitiness to it. And on the palate, oh my God.
You can chew it all day.
It's like chewing a steak. It coats top, bottom, under your tongue, beside your tongue, down your throat, down your back, down the back of your shirt, and all the way to your feet.
I'll feel it tomorrow.
Oh my God. Yeah. Sorry. Wow. What'd you think, Brent?
Okay. I love this. I mean, the nose, I get that 70s funk, that burnt brown sugar, vanilla, cherry.
It has a nose and a palate of a dusty.
Yeah. And then when you take a sip of this, this gives you a full mouthfeel.
Yeah.
You don't have to go top, bottom, chew it or whatever. It just lingers.
It
and
hits
it's
all
there.
Over.
It just
you
hits
have to
everything.
Try. A lot it of whiskey, explodes. you have to
kind of do the Kentucky chew.
Mouth.
Yeah.
Every
this
year,
you do.
This every year,
coats
but
your
how
palate.
Is it they are so consistent every year?
Yeah.
Why can't every whiskey taste like this? This is just
this
amazing.
Is like, this is like a 70s wild turkey. And I get some rye to it, the brown sugar, tobacco, like a heavy oak tannins, some cherry. It's just beautiful.
If you've never had a dusty old 60s or 70s bourbon back in the day,
I only have it because of you guys. I want to thank you, but
get a taste of this, because this is very reminiscent of a lot of decanters we've went through. And,
Oh yeah.
This is fantastic. What do you think, Justin?
So I would drive all the way from Florida to Kentucky just to buy a shot of this, because a bottle of it's going to be like $2,000-$3,000 easy. But you can get a shot for like $80-$100. So get a shot, share it with a friend, sit there for an hour and just have a little bit at a time and don't let them rush you.
A large number of these bottles make it to the whiskey bars in Kentucky because they know people are coming there looking to try
it. You're
going to
get a shot at it.
You're going to pay a couple hundred more, $300 for a shot these days?
80 I paid for.
No.
Yeah.
I paid
in
80
In Florida, it's $200-$300
Well, I don't drink in Florida.
Kentucky. We're talking Kentucky.
I drive to Kentucky. Yeah. So the nose was heaven, vanilla, Oreo filling, and the dusty notes of the finest dusties that ever were.
All right, I got a chance to taste a 2023 release a few days ago for 30 Days of Bourbon. My buddies brought me to taste it. I've had it before, obviously, for the show and all that stuff, but this blows it away. The 2025 is amazing.
So the palate was like a 1979 Wild Turkey. Yeah. It was an absolute hit, grand slam home run out of the park. Long palate, gorgeous. When you've done it and you've drank this for an hour, you're going to cry because it's over.
Oh, yeah. Again, it's
so good.
Your experience may vary because there's 63 different single barrels out there, but it's not going to vary much.
Are they bottled as single barrels, or are they all blended as a batch?
It's going to be bottled as a single barrel. 63 different barrels of this whiskey are out there for 2025.
Yeah.
But the one we got, oh my God.
Well, every year this it's is a the killer. Barrel. Every year.
We want.
So we're going to be giving the 2025 King of Kentucky absolutely no surprise. Five sips.
Goodness. Because we don't give 11 sips.
Yeah, it's just good Lord.
Why don't we give 11 sips? We should give 11 sips.
Because this one goes to 11. Yeah. So, all right. Well, that's all the time we have for today. I want to thank everybody for joining me today. Thank you, Brent.
Yeah, thanks for making me suffer today. You know what I mean? If you have to, you have to.
Thank you, Mort.
Bob, another amazing day in the basement. Thank you.
Thank you, Justin.
I'm so happy to drink this amazing bourbon, but even more happy to drink it with friends that I've had for more than 10 years. Thank you guys for taking me on this ride.
Are they coming?
You have friends?
Thank gosh.
Yeah, I think we're all, yeah. Interesting. Yeah.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast Sip Suds and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @sipsudsandsmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip Suds and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see y'all next time.